is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 25th of December, 2013. It's Christmas Day. Christmas Day, which Charles Dickens described as a good time, a kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time, the only time I know of in the long calendar of the year, when men and women seem by one consent to open their shut-up hearts freely and to think of other people below them as if they really were fellow passengers to the grave and not another race of creatures bound on other journeys. Sir Walter Scott wrote, "'Twas Christmas broached the mightiest ale, "'twas Christmas told the merriest tale, "'a Christmas gamble oft could cheer the poor man's heart through half the year." And Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill toward men." Dylan Thomas wrote, "A Child's Christmas of Wales, years and years ago when I was a boy, when there were wolves in Wales and birds the color of red flannel petticoats whisked past the harp-shaped hills when we sang and wallowed all night and day in caves that smelt like Sunday afternoons in damp front farmhouse parlors, and we chased the English and the bears with the jawbones of deacons before the motor car, before the wheel, before the Duchess-faced horse, when we rode the daft and happy hills bareback. It snowed and it snowed. Our snow was not only shaken from white wash buckets down the sky, it came shawling out of the ground and swam and drifted out of the arms and hands and bodies of the trees. Snow grew overnight in the roofs of the houses, like a pure and grandfather moss, minutely white ivied the walls, and settled on the postman opening the gate like a dumb, numb thunderstorm of white, torn Christmas cards." Here's a poem for today, a poem by James Wright, entitled "A Blessing." Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bound softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home, once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly, I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom." A Blessing by James Wright from his collection Above the River, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.